The chief executive has been touring preschools highlighting the program, but some reports say not everyone's applauding him. About 9,000 families believed they were getting full-day pre-K, then found out at the last minute they'd only have their little ones cared for half a day. Polis is said to be blaming his team for unclear messaging, and he's told some reporters that research shows some kids don't need full-day pre-K. Then the governor said this.
We would love if the voters approved full-day preschool for everybody, but what the voters approved was half-day preschool, and that was based on a funding source from the nicotine tax.
At last check, more than 30% of the state's universal preschool slots were still open. That's reportedly a problem for providers, many of whom say they had expected to be fully funded for full classes. Instead, the state will only reimburse them based on enrollment. I'm Jim Williams.